in my opinion, I think it definitely plays in the favor of ANO, the main opposition movement, that it actually is outside of government and the government is becoming less and less popular in general. But of course, what also is very important is the regional dynamics and then a situation in individual of the 13 regions. So it really depended a lot on the regional context. For example, in the south of Bohemia, where the large popular local leader, Martin Kuba, managed to focus on other issues and stir the attention towards his personality a lot, then this result proved to be completely otherwise. But in the regions where there was probably only focus on the national level topics, then these definitive initiatives by the ruling party actually proved largely problematic, and then very often this actually led to downfalls from the popularity of the voters. And I think the best example is actually the Pirate Party, which very much lacks the regional presence and strong leadership in the regions, and only focusing on the national level politics and political issues proved highly unsuccessful for them.
How much has the result damaged the ruling coalition? The leadership of the Pirate Party has just resigned. The party could even decide to leave the government. How much damage has been done?
Definitely the damage has been noted and widely recognized by parts of the ruling party coalition, especially when it comes to the pirates that you mentioned, that definitely very much recognized that this was a huge failure when they lost 96 out of 99 regional deputies in the regional representative bodies. So that was a huge failure that they scored. At the same time, there were mixed results for some of the other parties, including the Spolu Together coalition, in which actually some of the parties scored a steady rise in the total number of deputies. But overall, what will be so important now is actually how these electoral results will translate into the governance at the regional level. And here we are still not quite there when seeing the final numbers, because it doesn't matter necessarily that if some of the parties, or mostly the government ruling parties at the national level, actually, if they didn't succeed to win, it doesn't mean that automatically that they would not get the overall majority to constitute the governance at the regional level. So still, this is being analyzed, and we will only see the final result of this vote in a couple of days and possible weeks in some cases.
What can we expect in the run-up to general elections next year? Could this divide the ruling parties even further as they try to win support individually?
There will be definitely a higher level of tension, and definitely the parties will try to prove themselves in the eyes of the voter. Definitely there must be panic in case of some of the parties of the current ruling coalition. We mentioned the Pirates above all, but there are big question marks over, for example, the Christian Democrats as well. And we can partially agree with Andrei Babiš, the leader of the opposition of ANO, that this was actually a litmus test for the next year's general election. And from that test, that the ruling party coalition did not really come out as a winner by no means, but that also showed that the way might be open for some fundamental changes in next year's parliament election. So this is to be seen. Andrei Babiš is definitely the winner of this year's regional and also first round of the senatorial elections. And if successful, if continued along the same lines, he would also be the key player to constitute the next year's national level government as well.
So if you say this was a litmus test or a dress rehearsal for next year's general elections, what is the lesson to be learned in terms of strategy and election campaigning?
There are a couple. Definitely one of those is actually to follow the regions that are most sort of diverse, and they might give us a good example of what are the trends, what are the moods in the society. One of them is definitely the central Bohemian region around Prague, but also in the western Bohemian region around the city of Pilsen. These are regions that are to be watched, and their results actually might be quite interesting. But of course, also that only it is possible to succeed against the power of Andrei Babiš when having solid coalitions in place pirates did not follow the strategy. They did actually run on their own, and they failed miserably. I will use the word like this. But on the other hand, the coalition together, in a way, managed to at least save some of the previous positions when actually running together and constituting the force together. So that is definitely yet another lesson to be learned. It is of significance to create regional alliances, to partner with significant forces, and to find the personalities. And I think this is exactly the third lesson, that only can the politics in the regions can be only successful when having the right leaders, understanding the local dynamics, and investing in the regions, because without that, nothing of that matters. And this actually proved so important for both the ruling party and the opposition alike.